Hi there. The word for today is on keys to Bible study. And we're going to look at three of them. Number one, ask questions. Number two, write down your answers. And number three, don't just discover it, do it. First, ask questions. The more questions you ask, the more you'll get out of it. Who was this written to? What was the situation the writer was facing? What was the main message the author was trying to get through to them? As you ask such questions, you begin to discover things you've overlooked or never seen before. The psalmist, who was a meditator and an in-depth studier of God's Word, prayed, "Open my eyes, that I may see wonderful things in your law." That's a prayer God will answer. Second, write down the answers. The purpose of asking questions is to get answers. Dawson Trotman, founder of the Navigators, put it this way: thoughts disentangle themselves as they pass through your lips and fingertips. So, have your notebook handy and write down the nuggets of truth that God gives you, for if you don't, I promise, I know from experience, you'll lose them. And number three, don't just discover it, do it. Evangelist E.L. Moody said the Bible was not given to increase our knowledge, but to change our lives. James 1 verse 22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word, but do what it says." Ask yourself, what attitudes do I need to change? What do I need to stop doing or start doing? What do I need to believe or stop believing? What relationships do I need to work on? What ministry should I be having to others? Don't go to your Bible with the attitude of finding some new truth that nobody's ever seen before, or to get something to impress others with. Find out what God is saying to you. Okay? That's the word for you today.